This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The discussion is underway in the Lok Sabha on the Constitution 131st Amendment Bill, Delimitation Bill and the Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will reply to the discussion on the bills in a short while. The objective of these bills are to operationalize one-third reservation for women in the Lok Sabha and the legislative assemblies of state and union territories through delimitation exercise based on the latest published census. In 2023, the Constitution 106th Amendment Act, known as the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam, was enacted. Under this legislation, one-third of the seats in the Lok Sabha and state legislative assemblies were reserved for women. Taking part in the discussion, Leader of the Opposition, the Lok Sabha and Congress MP Rahul Gandhi said, Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam is not a women's reservation bill and it has nothing to do with the empowerment of women. He alleged the move aims to reshape the electoral map and could deprive Dalits and OBCs of their rightful representation. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla objected to Mr. Gandhi's remarks, particularly his use of a magician analogy, and urged him to focus on the provisions of the legislation. Responding to Mr. Gandhi's speech in the House, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh condemned Congress MP's attack on Prime Minister Narendra Modi and demanded an apology and called for the expunging of such remarks from his speech. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Women and Child Development Minister Annapurna Devi also condemned remarks of Rahul Gandhi, calling them unparliamentary. Mr. Rijiju asked him to speak on the bill in accordance with the rules of procedure. Ms. Annapurna Devi alleged that the opposition MPs' attempts are breaking the hopes and expectations of crores of women who are looking forward to the 33% reservation. Participating in the discussion, Union Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy said that women's reservation should not be viewed as a favour, but as a rightful recognition for the contribution to society. DMK MP K. Kanimori also opposed the bills, saying it is shocking that the centre notified the Women's Reservation Bill passed in 2023 last night. BJP MP Hema Malini, YSRCP MP P.V. Mithun Reddy, Panchayati Raj Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh, TMC MP Kalyan Banerjee, TDP MP Lavu Shri Krishna Devarayalu, Dimple Yadav of Samajwadi Party, Harsimrat Kaur Badal of Shiromani Akali Dal were among those who spoke during the discussion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged all members of Parliament to support the amendment to the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, the eyes of the country's millions of women are on the Parliament, its intentions and its decisions. The Prime Minister said logical responses have been provided during ongoing discussion on the bill to dispel misconceptions that were spread around the amendment and every apprehension has been addressed by the government. Mr. Modi said that the time has come when half of the country's population must certainly receive its due right. He noted that this is a great opportunity to honour the power of the country. The 106th Constitutional Amendment Act 2023 Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam has come into force since yesterday. The Parliament passed the Act in 2023, marking a historic milestone in its national journey to foster equitable representation of women in public life at all levels of the federal structure. Home Minister Amit Shah is now replying to the discussion on the bill. We now go over live to Lok Sabha to listen to his remarks.
आपकी ही निशरा में सदन की कार्यवाही, सदन के नियम और संविधान के हिसाब से चलती है। ये महत्वपूर्ण संविधान संशोधन बिल पर आपने करीब करीब 130 सदस्यों को बोलने का मौका दिया है और ऐसे जैसे अभी आपने बताया इसमें से 56 सदस्य महिलाएं हैं वो एक प्रकार से बहुत बड़ा रिकॉर्ड शायद बनेगा ऐसा मुझे लगता है
संविधान संशोधन 33 का है संविधान संशोधन 33 का लेकिन 75% को मौका दिया है
माननीय इस चर्चा को अगर बारीकी से कोई शब्दों में ही सुनेगा तो महिला आरक्षण के लिए जो संविधान संशोधन है इसका किसी ने विरोध नहीं किया
एंड दैट इज द एंड ऑफ दिस न्यूज़ बुलेटिन